Blog Talk Radio.
To the people and the Gentiles, Tommy Hart, the one the authorized version ascribes the name Lord God is Real, appears among us with great news. A former preacher of the church and author of the Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God, Lord God would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the Authorized Version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. He comes to show Bible truths that have been hidden throughout Bible content. Lord God is Real decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the AVB, aka the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes, the Authorized Version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white people. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Lord God exposes the many laws of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Lord God is here because the Vatican called for him in the pages of the AVB. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Lord God Israel.
The Word of God declares the work of God. John 6:29, Psalm 46:8. Psalm 111:2, Ecclesiastes 7:13, Job 37:14. This is the work of God. Come, behold the works of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. The works of the Lord are great, remarkable. Consider the work of God. Consider the wondrous works of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Psalm 118:23. The Gentiles have borne witness to the works of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, saying, this, the work of Tommy L. Hart, is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. Now, the Gentiles' official call for God, Acts 17:23, John 1:22, Judges 9:10-14, Isaiah 3:6, Genesis 27:40, 1 Kings 12:4, Matthew 6:13, Hosea 14:2, Nehemiah 5:12, Job 11:18, Psalm 9:10, 1 Samuel 23:27. To the unknown God, who is now known, who art thou? Come thou and reign over us, the Gentiles. Come thou and reign over us, the Gentiles. Come thou and reign over us, the Gentiles. Be thou our, the Gentiles, ruler. Thou shalt have the dominion over us, the Gentiles. We, the Gentiles, will serve thee. Deliver us from evil. Take away all iniquity and receive us graciously. We, the Gentiles, will do as thou sayest. Thou shalt be secure. The Gentiles will put their trust in thee. Haste thee and come. All things define God. The very things that define God are descriptive of Tommy L. Hart. All things are pure. That's Romans 14:20. Listen to the pure things constituting all things. Psalm 44:21, he knows the secrets of the heart of the Authorized Version Bible, the AVB. Job 12:22, he discovers deep things contained in the AVB. Job 28:11, he brings forth things hid in the AVB. Daniel 2:22, he reveals the deep and secret things. Daniel 2:29, he that reveals secrets maketh known to thee what shall come to pass. Isaiah 40, verse 1, he brings forth judgment to the Gentiles. Isaiah 30:18, the Lord is a God of judgment. John 14:26, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I, the word of God, have said to you. John 16:13, he will show you things to come. Job 37:4, his voice is heard. 2 Timothy 2:7, the Lord give thee understanding in all things. Proverbs 2:6, the Lord giveth wisdom. Out of his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. Hosea 9:9, he will remember there the Gentiles' iniquity. Psalm 53:6, God brings back the captivity of his people. Psalm 14:7, the Lord brings back the captivity of his people. Psalm 98:2, the Lord has made known his salvation. Psalm 98:2, he hath openly showed his righteousness. Isaiah 53:11, he brings forth the Gentiles' iniquities. Psalm 37:6, he shall bring forth thy, the Gentiles' righteousness. Daniel 1:17, God gave the people and the Gentiles knowledge. 1 Samuel 2:3, the Lord is a God of knowledge, and by him actions are weighed. John 4:25, he tells the people all things. 1 Corinthians 2:11, he knows the things of God. Proverbs 29:24, he hears cursing and reveals it. Luke 9:26, he appears in his own glory. John 9:16, he does not observe the Sabbath. Acts 10:6, he shall tell thee what thou ought to do. Joel 2:32, he calls the remnant of his people. Psalm 1:2, his delight is in the law of the Lord. Isaiah 33:8, he regardeth no man. John 7:4, he himself seeketh to be known openly. Job 21:22, he judges those that are high. Leviticus 26:10, he brings forth the old. The word, John 18:35, asks the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, what hast thou done? The word, John 10:33 and Psalm 77:14, in answer to his own question, says to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, thou being a man, makest thyself God. Thou, Tommy L. Hart, art the God that doeth wonders. Also, I have done that which is written in Acts 20:35. I have showed you the people all things. Matthew 19:26 says, with men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. I say to you, all things written above are done, performed, completed by the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Matthew 22:4 says, all things are ready. I say to you, all things which are written above are done by the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. 1 Peter 4:7, the end or conclusion of all things. John 8:40, John 1:3, Jeremiah 10:16, and Jeremiah 51:19, Hebrews 3, verse 4. He, Tommy L. Hart, is a man that hath told you the truth. All things are made, put in order, or put in proper condition by him. He, Tommy L. Hart, is the former or arranger of all things. Tommy L. Hart, who built all things, is God. In accordance with there, the Gentiles call for God, and 2 Corinthians 8:5, the Gentiles in their official statement of compliance and submission to God give themselves to the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart. The Gentiles' official statement of compliance and submission to the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart. Hosea 8:2, Song of Solomon 1:15, Joshua 9:25, Lamentations 3:42, 1 Samuel 12:4, Joshua 9:11, Numbers 32:31, Deuteronomy 1:14. My God, Tommy L. Hart, we, the Gentiles, know thee. Thou, Lord Tommy L. Hart, art fair, just, and honest. We, the Gentiles, are in thine hand, as it seemeth good and right to thee to do to us, do. Thou hast not pardoned, thou hast not defrauded us, nor oppressed us. We are your servants. We will do as thou, our Lord, Tommy L. Hart, hast said to thy servants. The things, the judgments, which thou, Lord Tommy Hart, hast spoken are good for us, the Gentiles, to do. The Gentiles' official proclamation to the people. Philippians 4:5, Exodus 9:27, Jeremiah 51:10, Matthew 3:15, 2 Corinthians 5:1, Acts 10:39, John 19:7, Romans 7:12, Psalm 118:27, Proverbs 6:23, Galatians 6:7, Jeremiah 5:24, Deuteronomy 29:29, Isaiah 25, verse 9, Numbers 14:9, 1 Timothy 4:10, Psalm 126, verse 3, Jeremiah 51:10, Isaiah 33:22, Joshua 24:24, Jeremiah 42:6, Nehemiah 9:36, Psalm 118:24, 1 Corinthians 4:9, Romans 14:8, Isaiah 40, verse 8. The Lord is at hand. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is righteous. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, has brought forth our, the Gentiles, righteousness. It becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. We, the Gentiles, have an eternal building, namely all things from God. We, the Gentiles, are witnesses of all things. We, the Gentiles, have a law from our God. The law of our God is holy and just and good. God, Tommy L. Hart, is the Lord who has showed us light. His law is the light. God, our Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is not mocked. Let us now fear the Lord, our God, Tommy L. Hart. We shall do or perform all the words of the law of our God. Tommy L. Hart is our, the Gentiles, God. We have waited for him. Tommy L. Hart is the Lord. We have waited for him. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is with us. We trust in the living God. Tommy L. Hart, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, has done great things for us, whereof we are glad. Let us declare the work of the Lord, our God, Tommy L. Hart. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is our judge. The Lord is our lawgiver. The Lord is our king. He will save us. We, the Gentiles, will serve the Lord, our God, Tommy L. Hart, and we will obey his voice. Whether it be good or whether it be evil, we will obey the voice of the Lord, our God, Tommy L. Hart. We, the Gentiles, are servants this day. This is the day which the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, has made. We, the Gentiles, will rejoice and be glad in it. We, the Gentiles, are made a spectacle to the world. We, the Gentiles, are the Lord Tommy L. Hart's servants. The word of our God, Tommy L. Hart, shall stand forever. In their official statement of confession, the Gentiles answer these Bible questions. Jeremiah 16:10, what is our, the Gentiles and papacy's, iniquity? What is our sin that we have committed against the Lord our God, Tommy L. Hart? The Gentiles' official statement of confession to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, Isaiah 59:12-13, Isaiah 28:15, Jeremiah 16:19, Lamentations 3:42, James 3:9, Psalm 106:6, Hosea 10:3, 2 Corinthians 7:2, Genesis 42:21, Jeremiah 50:24, Hosea 7:13. As for our, the Gentiles, iniquities, we, the Gentiles, know them in transgressing and lying against the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, and departing away from our God, speaking oppression and revolt, conceiving and uttering from the heart words of falsehood. We the Gentiles have made lies our refuge, and under falsehood have we hid ourselves. Our fathers have inherited lies, vanity, and things wherein there is no profit. We the Gentiles have transgressed and rebelled. We the Gentiles curse men which are made after the similitude of our God, Tommy L. Hart. We the Gentiles have sinned with our fathers. We the Gentiles have committed iniquity. We the Gentiles have done wickedly. We the Gentiles did not fear the Lord. We the Gentiles have wronged the Lord our God, Tommy L. Hart. We the Gentiles are verily guilty. In effect, the papacy and Gentiles have striven against the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart. The papacy and the Gentiles have spoken lies against me, the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart. About the papacies and Gentiles cursed against black people, Revelation 11:7 and Psalm 106:41-42 says, make war against them, overcome them, and kill them. They that hated them ruled over them. Their enemies also oppressed them, and they were brought into subjection under their hand. The meaning and outcome of Revelation 11:7 and Psalm 106:41-42. The papacy and Gentiles waged war against the black people. The papacy and Gentiles defeated black people militarily. The papacy and Gentiles cast the black people into captivity and enslavement. The papacy and Gentiles tyrannized the black people. Analysis of the papacies and Gentiles' tyranny over black people. Ezekiel 18:18, Nehemiah 9:28, Jeremiah 29:23, Jeremiah 23:10. The papacy and Gentiles cruelly oppress and spoil the black people. They, the papacy and the Gentiles, had the dominion over them, the black people. They, the papacy and the Gentiles, have committed villainy. The papacies and Gentiles' course is evil and their force is not right. The papacies and Gentiles curse, Revelation 18:12-13, against black people. The merchandise of gold and silver and precious stones and of pearls and of fine linen and purple and silk and scarlet and all time wood and all manner vessels of ivory and all manner vessels of most precious wood and of brass and iron and marble and cinnamon and odors and ointments and frankincense and wine and oil and fine flour and wheat and beasts and sheep and horses and chariots and slaves and souls of men. In John 18:35, I am asked, what hast thou done? My answer, I have fulfilled that written in Psalm 14:7. I, the Lord God, have brought back the captivity of my people. The law for the people. The law of God. The authority and foundation of the law of God. Psalm 49:1-2. Matthew 7:12. Isaiah 30:21. Romans 7:1. Deuteronomy 12:14. Deuteronomy 17:13. 2 Samuel 22:45. Revelation 21:3. Amos 5:14. Psalm 72:8. And 11, Mark 11:22, 1 Samuel 8:17, Psalm 62:11, Psalm 75:7, Revelation 21:3, 1 Corinthians 3:17, Psalm 18:46, 1 Samuel 9:6, Psalm 111:3, Psalm 112:3, 1 Samuel 10:7, 1 Samuel 9:17, Acts 8:10, 1 Corinthians 16:10, 2 Chronicles 20:20. Psalm 37:27, Acts 1:8, Job 22:22, Psalm 48:8, Ephesians 5:1, Isaiah 42:13, Romans 13:2, Acts 23:9, 1 Corinthians 7:36, Hosea 12:6, Luke 10:35, John 8:54, Psalm 45:11, 1 Samuel 2:3, 1 Kings 18:39, 2 Timothy 2:15, Deuteronomy 32:4, Hosea 2:20. Romans 15:12, Genesis 3:16, Judges 8:23, Psalm 112:2, Isaiah 54:3, 1 Timothy 6:17, Luke 10:4, Matthew 19:6, Proverbs 3:5, Isaiah 7:14, Proverbs 2:6, 2 Timothy 2:7, Isaiah 42:1, Isaiah 30, 18, Isaiah 2:12, Isaiah 9:6-7, Amos 5:15, Deuteronomy 4:2, Deuteronomy 6:5, Luke 17:17, Deuteronomy 6:17-18, Psalm 33:4, Genesis 1:31, Daniel 11:36, Obadiah 15, Revelation 22:3, Jeremiah 30:9, Job 37:12, Psalm 37:4, 2 Timothy 2:24, Deuteronomy 28:44, Revelation 13:16, Revelation 7:3, Revelation 22:4, Psalm 145:17, 1 Kings 8:46, John 9:24, Deuteronomy 5:33, Deuteronomy 26:11, Deuteronomy 6:13, Psalm 96:7, Acts 10:6, John 2:5, 1 Chronicles 16, verses 28-29 and 31, Joshua 22:5, Joshua 24:14, Deuteronomy 30:16, Isaiah 54:13, Revelation 17:17, Genesis 31:16, Joshua 23:11, Numbers 14:9, 1 John 3:4, Romans 6:23, 1 John 2:1, 1 Samuel 14:34, Joshua 24:19, Esther 6:13, Psalm 50:14, Jeremiah 26:13, Isaiah 55:6, Revelation 14:7, James 1:22, Romans 15:10-11, Malachi 4:4, Joel 2:13, Deuteronomy 31:12. The law. Hear this, all ye people. Give ear, all ye inhabitants of the world, both low and high, rich and poor. This is the law of God. This law is the way. Walk ye in it. This law has dominion over a man as long as he lives. Thou shalt do all that I, the word of God, command thee. All the people shall hear and fear. As soon as they hear, they shall be obedient to me, says the word of God. God shall be with them, the people, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. The Lord, the God of hosts, shall be with you. He, God, shall have dominion. All nations of the Gentiles shall serve him. Have faith, complete trust in God. Ye, the Gentiles, shall be his, God's servants. Power belongeth to God. God is the judge. He has power to put down, and he has power to set up. Behold, the tabernacle, dwelling place of belonging to God, is with men. The temple, dwelling place of God, is holy. The Lord lives. Behold now, there is in this city of Augusta, Georgia, USA, a man having the designation of God, and he is an honorable man. Surely all that he says comes to pass. His work is honorable and glorious, and his righteousness endureth forever. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endureth forever. God is with thee, the people. Behold the man, Tommy L. Hart, whom I spake to thee of. This same Tommy L. Hart shall reign over my people, the Gentiles. This man, Tommy L. Hart, is the great power of God. See that he be without fear among you. He worketh the work belonging to the Lord. Believe in the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. Depart from evil. Ye shall receive, Tommy L. Hart, the power having the designation of God. Receive ye the law from him. God, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, shall establish it, the law, forever. Be ye therefore followers of God. Tommy L. Hart, he shall prevail against his enemies. Whosoever resists him resists this ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive damnation. Fight not against God. Let him, Tommy L. Hart, do what he will. He sinneth not. Therefore turn thou to thy God, Tommy L. Hart. Carry out his judgments and wait on, serve, thy God, Tommy L. Hart, continually. Take care of him, Tommy L. Hart. He is your God, he is thy Lord, and worship thou him. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is a God having knowledge. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is the God. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is the God. He is a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly constructing the word of truth. The Lord Tamiel Hart is a God of truth, just and right is he. Thou shalt know the Lord Tamiel Hart. He shall rise to reign over the Gentiles. In him shall the Gentiles trust. He, your Lord Tamiel Hart, shall rule over thee, the Gentiles. The Lord Tamiel Hart shall have rule over you, Gentiles. His seed shall be mighty. His seed shall inherit the Gentiles. Trust in the living God, Tamiel Hart, who gives you richly, or who gives us richly all things to enjoy with appreciation. Salute the Lord your God, Tamiel Hart. What God the Lord Tamiel Hart hath joined together, let not man put asunder. Trust in the Lord, Tamiel Hart, with all thine heart, and lean not to thine own understanding. For the Lord gives wisdom. Out of his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. The Lord, Tamiel Hart, give thee understanding in all things. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. The Lord, Tamiel Hart, is a God having judgment. Everyone that is lifted up shall be brought low, says the word of God. The government shall be upon his, the Lord Tamiel Hart's, shoulder, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forever. The Gentiles shall fulfill, carry out, the judgments coming from the Lord their God, Tamiel Hart. Ye shall not add to the word which I, the word of God, command you, neither shall ye diminish aught from it, that ye may keep, fulfill, obey the commandments concerning the Lord your God, Tamiel Hart, which I, the word of God, command you. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God, Tamiel Hart, with all thine heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might. Give glory to God, Tamiel Hart. Ye shall diligently keep, fulfill, obey the commandments coming from the Lord your God, Tamiel Hart. Thou shalt do that which is right and good in the sight of the Lord, Tamiel Hart. The word of the Lord, Tamiel Hart, is right. God, the Lord, Tamiel Hart, saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. That is determined shall be done. As thou, the Gentiles, hast done, it shall be done to thee, the Gentiles. His, the Lord, Tamiel Hart's servant, the Gentiles, shall serve him. They, the Gentiles, shall serve the Lord their God, Tamiel Hart. They, the Gentiles, shall do whatsoever the Lord, Tamiel Hart, commandeth them. Wait on the Lord. The servant belonging to the Lord God, Tamiel Hart, must not strive against his Lord. He, the Lord, Tamiel Hart, shall be the head, and thou, the Gentiles, shall be the tail. All Gentiles, both small and great, rich and poor, shall receive this visible and indelible mark, the servants of our God, Tamiel Hart, in their foreheads. His, the Lord Tamiel Hart's, name shall be in their, the Gentiles, foreheads. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. He sinneth not. Give God, Tamiel Hart, the praise. Ye shall walk in all the ways the Lord your God, Tamiel Hart, hath commanded you, that ye may live and that it may be well with you. And thou shalt rejoice in every good thing which the Lord thy God hath given to thee. Thou shalt fear the Lord thy God, Tamiel Hart, and serve him, and shalt swear by his name. Give to the Lord, Tamiel Hart. He, the Lord, Tamiel Hart, shall tell thee what thou ought to do. Whatsoever he says to you, do it. Give to the Lord glory and strength. Give to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Worship the Lord, Tamiel Hart. Say among the nations, the Lord, Tamiel Hart, reigns. Take diligent heed to do the commandment and the law, to love the Lord your God, and to walk in all his ways, and to keep his commandments, and to cleave to him, and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul. Now therefore, fear the Lord thy God, Tamiel Hart, and serve him in sincerity and in truth. I, the word of God, command you this day to love the Lord thy God, Tamiel Hart, to walk in his ways, and to keep, fulfill, obey his commandments and his statutes and his judgments. All thy children shall be taught of or about the Lord Tommy L. Hart. The words coming from God, the Lord Tommy L. Hart, shall be fulfilled. Now then, whatsoever the Lord God Tommy L. Hart has said to thee, do. Love the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. Do not rebel against the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. To sin is to break any part of this law. The wages of sin is death. Do not sin. Do not sin against the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. He, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, will not forgive your transgressions nor your sins. Thou, the Gentiles, shalt not prevail against the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, but shalt surely fall before him. Offer to God thanksgiving, and pay thy vows to the Most High, the Lord Tommy L. Hart. Therefore now, amend your ways and your doings, and obey the voice of the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. Go to the Lord Tommy L. Hart. Fear God, the Lord Tommy L. Hart, and give glory to him. Be ye doers, obeyers of the word, the law, and not hearers only. Rejoice, ye Gentiles. Praise the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, all ye Gentiles, and laud him, all ye people. Remember, be careful not to forget the law of the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart. Turn to the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart. Do all the words of this law. Objective points of the law. Isaiah 26:15, thou, Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, art glorified. Isaiah 33:5, the Lord is exalted. Isaiah 26:15, thou, Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, art glorified. 1 Chronicles 29:11, thou, Lord, Tommy L. Hart, art exalted as head above all. 1 Chronicles 29:12, thou, Lord, Tommy L. Hart, reignest over all. Acts 4:21 and Galatians 1:24, all men glorified God, Tommy L. Hart, for that which was done. They, the Gentiles, glorified God, Tommy L. Hart. Mark 16:6, he, the Lord Tommy L. Hart, is risen. Luke 24:34, the Lord Tommy L. Hart is risen indeed. Revelation 19:6, the Lord God omnipotent, Tommy L. Hart, reigneth. Psalm 66:7, he, the Lord Tommy L. Hart, ruleth by his power forever. The expectation, 1 Kings 12:24, they, the Gentiles, hearkened therefore to the word of the Lord. In the above law, these Bible questions are answered. Luke 10:26, what is written in the law? Romans 3:31, do we, the Gentiles, void the law? Psalm 12:4, who is Lord over us, Gentiles? Proverbs 30:9, who is the Lord? Psalm 18:31, who is God? Proverbs 30:4, what is God's name? Genesis 37:8, Lord, shalt thou indeed have dominion over us, the Gentiles? Job 14:10, where is God? Malachi 2:17, where is the God of judgment? Psalm 42:10, where is thy God? Lamentations 3:37, who is he that says, and it comes to pass? Galatians 3:21, is the law against the promises concerning God? 1 Kings 8:27, will God indeed dwell on the earth? Galatians 3:19, wherefore serveth the law? Judgments coming from the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. This section answers the questions. Jeremiah 23:37, what hath the Lord spoken? Jeremiah 37:17, is there any word from the Lord? Joshua 5:14, what says my Lord to his servants? The people's voice, John 6:28, Isaiah 41:22, Matthew 8:8, Psalm 110:2, says to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, what shall we, the Gentiles, do? Show us what shall happen. Declare for us things to come. Speak the word. Rule. The word, Isaiah 41:23, Lamentations 3:6-4, Isaiah 42:4, says to the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, show the things that are to come or happen. Remember, render a recompense to them, the Gentiles, O Lord, according to the works of their own hands. Set judgment in the earth. The announcement. Ecclesiastes 10:14, 2 Corinthians 12:2, Daniel 2:29, Ezekiel 25:3, Mark 11:23, Exodus 35:1, Exodus 20:1. A man cannot tell what shall be. God knows. He that reveals secrets, the Lord Tommy L. Hart, maketh known to thee what shall come to pass. Hear the words coming from the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Those things which he says shall come to pass shortly. These are the words which the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, hath commanded that ye, the Gentiles, should do. God, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, spoke the subsequent words. Faith without works is dead. Christianity is dead and done away with. It espouses the faith which was, one, void of the works of the law of God, two, in opposition to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, and three, diametrically opposed to the word of God in the Authorized Version Bible. These things are done away with Halloween, All Hallows, Valentine's Day, and April Fool's Day. Judaism is dead and done away with. All religious events and gatherings, all religious ornaments, books, films, music, emblems, and signs, and such like things, all religious holidays, holy days, observances, are done away with. Proverbs 13:22, Zechariah 9:9, Job 1:8. The wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. He, the Lord Tommy L. Hart, is just. There is none like him. The estate, property, and assets of all religious institutions, organizations, groups, and all churches, Christian schools, and faith schools, and such like things are in the hands of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. For a period of 30 consecutive years, the sports and things listed herein shall not exist by any means, in any form, variation, etc., in any place under or subject to the authority of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. Any country, territory, etc., controlled by or receiving intelligence and or aid of any kind is subject to the authority of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. The sports and things that shall not be for the above specified term are volleyball, skating, fencing, soccer, hockey, track and field, football, wrestling, basketball, swimming, boxing, golf, baseball, skiing, tennis, bowling, cricket, any and all competitions, events, etc., involving animals, vehicles, boats, and cycles, and a display and demonstration of one's physique and physical strength. Therefore, all records, statistics, etc., of individuals, groups, and others having to do with any of the aforementioned sports and things shall not be anymore. If the Gentiles do not comply fully with the law concerning themselves and their God, Tommy L. Hart, before the Lord's demise, then the sports and things listed in this judgment shall be done away with forever and ever. A year with the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, is equal to 12 months. Pageants and beauty contests and anything resembling such shall not exist in any place under the authority of the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. The film industry shall rest for a period of 30 consecutive years. Neither video nor audio production shall be made, imported, or exported during the specified term. There shall be neither importation nor exportation of anything coming from, made by, or having to do with any part of the film industry. The Gentiles shall cease using the alias white people. They shall go by their proper name, Gentiles. The theatrical world and the world of the performing arts shall rest for 40 uninterrupted years. All the work of schools, institutions of learning, and those having the oversight of them is discontinued for a period of 4 consecutive years. All schools and institutions of learning and entrances to them shall be closed and kept closed. None shall enter and none shall come out. There shall be no actions or measures taken at any time before, during, or after the specified time to circumvent or counter the effect of this judgment. In the United States of America, the term White House is abandoned. That which was known as the White House is now known as the President's House. All outer space endeavors, explorations, concerns, and involvements are ceased for the space of 30 years. Hosea 7:7, Isaiah 26:14, Revelation 11:15. The Gentile kings are fallen. They shall not rise. The Gentile kingdoms are become the kingdoms of our Lord, Tommy L. Hart. He, our Lord, Tommy L. Hart, shall reign forever and ever. The old constitutions and things serving as such of all nations, states, municipalities, principalities, kingdoms, etc., are discharged. the new constitutions of those nations, kingdoms, etc., under the authority of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, are rewritten, expressing clearly and unambiguously the people's and all the armed forces' subservience and allegiance to the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart. The first words to come out of every journalist, reporter's, and every news commentator's and correspondent's mouth, and the first written words of every news article shall be I, followed by the speaker's and our writer's full legal name, in deference to our Lord, Tommy L. Hart, do give this report without bias and without prejudice. Example, I, Wally Dean Sincere, in deference to our Lord, Tommy L. Hart, do give this report without bias and without prejudice. Second Samuel 23:3, he that ruleth over men must be just, ruling in the fear of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Amos 3:8, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, has spoken. The Gentiles promised to execute the judgments which have come from their Lord, Tommy L. Hart, Exodus 24:3. We, the Gentiles, will do all the words which the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, has said. To the Gentiles, the desired end of the judgments, Joshua 23:14, all the good things which the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, spoke in judgment are come to pass. Commandment, Numbers 32:24, to the Gentiles, do that which hath proceeded out of thy mouth. This is the Lord Tommy L. Hart's commandment to the people, starting September 1, 2012, and continuing every month thereafter. Everyone 22 years of age and older shall send to the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart, a check or money order in the amount of $30, payable to Tommy L. Hart. All checks and money orders should be received by the Lord Tommy L. Hart by the 15th of each month. Feel free to offer more than the specified amount. You may also pay for months in advance. Example, make a year's offering in one single offering. State your intention. Send your check or money order to Tommy L. Hart, Post Office Box 983, Hepzibah, Georgia, 30815, Hepzibah, HEPHZIBAH. The Lord Tommy L. Hart's glory is his written and spoken word. His glory is seen and heard on Blog Talk Radio, Lawmasters program. Have you seen my word on any of my pages? Have you heard any of Lawmasters episodes? You shall send to the Lord, your God, Tommy L. Hart, a statement in which you state that you have seen and or heard the glory of the Lord Tommy L. Hart on Blog Talk Radio, Lawmasters program. And you approve the laws adding your name and statement to the public record of God, showing you to be a witness to the glory of the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. In your statement, give your full legal name, age, and country in which you live. Here is an example of what you should send to me. I, Sincere Truth, have seen the glory of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, on Blog Talk Radio, Lawmasters program. I have heard his reading of the law. I am 25 years old and live in Hawaii. Send your statement to Tommy L. Hart, Post Office Box 983, Hepzibah, Georgia, 30815. To the President and Congress of the United States of America, know by these presents that the Lord your God is at hand. I, the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, am a citizen of the United States of America. Therefore, America is God's host. That is indeed a wonderful thing. Know also that the law concerning you and your God is at hand. I say to you, fulfill the law of the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. You, the President and Congress, know that the office of God is most high. You know that God is deserving of great respect and honor. You know that the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, is the principal dignitary among men. The Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, is sovereign. You know that the law of God is to be followed, obeyed, and carried out. I will cut to the chase. President and Congress, this is your most urgent and legal duty. You should take the lead and give to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, his due. Acknowledge him, exalt him, communicate with him, get to know him, provide and take care of him, make known his works, worship him, fear him, obey his commandments, and do all the things called for in the law concerning the people and their God. Let this be your most urgent declaration among the people. The Lord our God, Tommy L. Hart, reigns. To the President and Congress of the United States of America, I say to you, do not be negligent and do not lie against the truth. You have a duty to perform. Now get with the program. Execute the law that has come from your Lord and your God. I am the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. All things are pertaining to God, the Lord Tommy L. Hart. The group of all things shows the things that are already done by the Lord Tommy L. Hart. All things originate from the Gentiles. 2 Corinthians 12:19. I'm turning to it. Says, we do all things, dearly beloved, for your edifying. We, the Gentiles, do all things. And the word do there, that does not mean they fulfill all things. It means the word do there means to, they produce, they create all things. I said all things come from the Gentiles. The Gentiles do all things. They have produced, they have created all things. The Lord Tommy L. Hart is the doer. He is the performer of all things. I am the sole performer of all things. I, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, have fulfilled the statement in Acts 20:35. That statement says, and it's true of me and my doing, my work, I have showed you all things. I have showed you, the people, the Gentiles, all things. I read all things. You know, in the first part of this episode. Okay. So I have fulfilled the statement in Acts 20:35. You know all things exist because I have read them to you. I, Hebrews 4:13. That statement says this: all things are naked, they are open. All things, as evidenced in my reading, are naked, uncovered, and open, revealed. I have made them so. I have read all things to you, the people. You can visit Lawmaster's archive and hear all things over and over again. Look for the term all things in the titles. 1 Corinthians 14:26. The statement says, let all things be done. And I can stop there. All things are already done by the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Let all things be done to or for the purpose of edifying. Edify, to build up intellectually, to inform. Edify. All things inform you, the people, the Gentiles, of what? All things inform you of the presence, the bodily presence of the Lord God in Tommy L. Hart. All things identify God. He who does all things, he who fulfills, performs all things, is God. All things cannot lie. All things are infallible, incapable of making a mistake. All things rightly and positively identify God, the Lord. 1 Thessalonians 5:21. That statement says, prove all things. Prove, demonstrate to be a fact, all things. Demonstrate all things to be a fact. I have done that. You heard me read them. You can go back in Lawmaster's archives and hear them again, over and over again. All things are a fact. And it's also a fact that I, Tommy L. Hart, have performed all things. All things are proved. All things are demonstrated to be a fact. God has proved all things. I, the Lord God, have proved all things. I've shown them to be a fact. I have already shown all things to be a fact. All things are evidently real. I, the Lord Tommy L. Hart, have built or put together all things. You heard me give a pure reading of all things. I have built all things. I have put all things together. Here's the definitive conclusion on all things. Hebrews 3:4. Hebrews 3:4 says this. He that built all things is God. Who has built all things? I, Tommy L. Hart, have built all things. Again, built there means put together, assembled properly. Easy, isn't it? To understand. Easy to understand. The definitive conclusion of all things. Tommy Hart, who built all things, is God. Now, on the order of Galatians 6:6, let me turn to it. Galatians 6:6 says this, let him that is taught in the word communicate to him that teaches. Communicate with the living God, Tommy L. Hart. Communicate with me, the President, Congress of the United States of America. Communicate with me, heads of state, heads of nations and kingdoms. Communicate with me. Communicate with the living God, Tommy L. Hart. And now this, these two questions. Are you in the spirit? Are you in the flesh? Which one are you in? Let's see some things here. Galatians 5:18. That statement says this. If you be led of the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now, first of all, let's get this. What law is spoken of here in Galatians 5:18? What law? The law you heard me read. I call it the people's law. It is also called the law coming from God, the law of God, the law coming from God. That law is being spoken about here. The law that Romans says is good, holy, and just. That law. The law that says, the statement that says, the law spoken of in the statement in John, saying, Moses gave you the law. Not Moses, the character in the Bible, but Moses. Moses means lawgiver. Who is the lawgiver here? God is the lawgiver. That's his duty, to give the law. That law which I read, that law which you can go back into my archives, Lawmaster's archives, and hear its reading again and again and again. That law which you are to perform. The statement says again, if you be led of the Spirit, you are not under the law. Keep in mind what law is being spoken of. I have identified the law spoken of here. Now, to understand that statement, let's understand what under means. Under means lower in position, authority, power, etc. than. In this case, lower in position, authority, power, than the law. Under means in a position or condition regarded as lower than or inferior to. To what? The law. That's what's in question here. That's what's being spoken about. The law that comes from God. Or implying subordination to. Under means subject to the control, limitations, government, direction, instruction, or influence of. What? Of what? Of the law. That's what's being talked about. It says that. If you be led of the Spirit, you are not under the law. And I told you what law is being spoken of. So, I ask you, are you exempt from obeying the law? Are you superior to the law which I read? Are you superior to the law which you can go into Lawmaster's archives and hear me read it? Are you superior to that law? Are you in a position regarded as higher than God? Because it is God who has given you and read to you that law that has come from God. Are you greater in authority and power than God? Do you have power greater than God? So, to understand that statement there, you have to understand God and the law. Now, what does it say again? It says, if you be led of the Spirit, you are not under the law. And I gave you the applicable definitions of law there. So let me read it this way. If you be led of the Spirit, and we can just forget or leave off the first part there and just the B part of the statement, which says you are not under the law. Let's read it like this. You are not lower in position, authority, or power than the law. You are not lower than the law. That's what the statement is saying. Okay? Meaning or implying you are superior to the law which I read. Okay? Now, are you? If you are superior to the law which I read, then you are superior to God. In short, you are under the law. Now, the question which I ask, are you in the spirit or are you in the flesh? You are in the flesh, okay? You have a body of flesh, bones, and things. You are in the flesh. You are not in the spirit. And the statement there in verse 16, same chapter, says this. If you be led, let's see, I want to read it correctly. No, it says, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. if you are in the spirit, then you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. The desire for food, the craving for food, that's the lust of the flesh. It says, walk in the spirit, and you shall not fulfill that lust. Okay? In short, you are in the flesh. Okay? You eat, and you satisfy your bodily appetites. You are in the flesh. Feel your skin. Feel it. Feel your face. Feel your hands. You are in the flesh. You are not in the spirit. Let no preacher lie to you saying you are in the spirit. You are in a body of flesh and bones and other things, okay? All right. And you are not exempt from the law. You are not higher in authority than the law that has come from God, which I read. You are lower in authority than the law. The law is the superior one, and you are the inferior one. You, the people, whether you be Gentile or otherwise, you are subject to that law which I have given to you, and that law, that same law which I read. You are subject to the law. You are not greater in authority, power, influence, or anything else than the law of God. You are not greater in authority than the Authorized Version Bible. Okay? Then you are not greater in authority. You do not have authority higher than that of God. To say that you are not under the law implies you are superior to God, you are superior to the law, you are superior to the crucial matter of the AVB, Authorized Version Bible. You are not in the spirit, you are in the flesh. And they that are in the flesh can please God. Because they that are in the flesh can do the things called, the things demanded of them in the law. They can do them. You can do them. You should do them. You ought to obey the law, that law which I read, that law which I have given to you through this program and Blog Talk Radio and the internet and the computer. You are subject to that law. You are not in the spirit. You are in the flesh. You do not have authority higher than God. You are inferior to the law and the authority of the law. And you are inferior to the authority of the authorized, of the crucial matter, which I give to you, that comes from the Authorized Version Bible. You are under the law. Join me again Sunday morning, and I believe it will be 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Join me then. Check my page so you can know when I'm coming on. Meet me there at the appointed time.